What you're listening to right now is a fantastic mix by Mr. Meaty Boy. And on the other end of the line, we have Mr. Meaty Boy herself.
Hey.
How's it going?
So good, thank you.
No problem. First thing we wanted to ask is, Mr. Meaty Boy, it's a fantastic name. How'd you come up with it?
Mm.
Oh, that's a good question. So I guess I know that I probably wanted to, because, so it was before I became a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I was a DJ, what name would I have? And I thought, there's so many dudes that DJ.
Yeah.
I'd like my name to be as masculine as possible.
Nice. Good stuff.
So, and I actually think it was my mate, Luke, that was like, what about Mr. Boy or something like that? And he's like, what about having Meaty in it, you know? Like, it'll be Meaty.
Yeah.
And so we came up with Mr. Meaty Boy. But also, I think like 10 minutes after that, I was like, oh my gosh, an eagle versus shark. The name of the burger joint, you know, Eagle versus Shark?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the name of the burger joint is Mr. Meaty Boy, and I was like, yes, I freaking love that movie.
Oh,
very good.
It all came together. I love
it. Full circle, yeah.
That's so cool.
And now it belongs to me so much that I don't even think about, like, quite often people are like, what the hell, Mr. Meaty Boy, and you're a girl? And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't really thought about that in, like, a couple years now. So
there you go.
It's like normal.
That's great. Yeah. I love that.
I was going to touch on that, how you have such a masculine name. I want to talk about like what it's like being a woman DJ, because, gosh, don't get me started on the, you know, the white male sea that is the industry.
I reckon it's partly cool because it feels like you can be a bit of an ambassador for other female DJs or even people with varying identities.
Mm.
And, yeah, just that sort of difference is cool, and I think it comes across in your music because who you are comes across in your music, naturally.
Yeah. Mm.
And I also noticed, like, playing with Club Unique, apparently all of their, like, friends and their girlfriends were like, oh my gosh, that was so cool, you know, because they're getting to see a chick, but also because the song selection maybe, you know, I'm going to quote them, they said it was danceable.
Danceable.
Hey, that's a great compliment.
Yeah, plenty more than danceable. It's almost problematic of us to be playing this at this hour when everyone's driving to work.
Yeah,
because
I know.
They're going to want to pull over and dance or something, you know.
I was just thinking that, but hey, I mean, like, I think if you get used to something, you make it habitual, you can play the hardest thing in the morning if you're used to it.
Yeah, so exactly. People just have a boogie in their car.
We love, you know, a morning rave.
We love a morning rave.
Yes.
And of course, speaking of raves, you're playing at Electric Avenue in just a couple of weeks. Tell us how you feel about it. You excited? What's the set going to be like? What can we start to, you know, anticipate and get excited for?
I'm so excited because it'll be my first festival.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
But also, so on a bit of a solemn note, one of my favourite artists passed away last weekend.
Mm, yes, no, we, Bosley. Yeah. Yeah. Mm, we did a tribute.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, yeah.
It was
we're
a lot.
Both very upset about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think the set will be sort of dedicated to her and a lot of the songs will be Sophie's track, or at least sort of like refer back to that heavy, hard, / bright, contradictory sound.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, not only is it heartwarming, but also a great way for us to, you know, reflect on Sophie's and her work and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sophie's one of my musical influences. Is she one of yours? And who else are you influenced by?
Absolutely love her. Like, you know, brought to tears, even, you know, before her passing, just incredible music. But I would say, so there's one of the genres that I was introduced to really early on in my electronic sort of era is PC, the music PC label.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like that hyper-pop or avant-pop, you know, like almost like an ironic piss take of pop music.
Yeah,
totally.
I don't want to like degrade it to what to that, but I think to a lot of people that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it's like Slater, Hannah Diamond, that squeaky clean sort of.
Yeah, and those like really sort of ironic feeling lyrics, you know, like, I'm so happy that you're here and I miss you so much and I wish you would call me on my phone. So I think that I will get into a bit of that electric answer.
Cool.
Very
good start.
Exciting. That's really cool.
You indeed touch on genre. There are so many different genres within electronic music. Yesterday, we were talking with Two Minds, and one of the guys said that electronic music is as expansive as the rest of the music industry.
Itself.
What specific genres within electronic do you lend yourself to beyond PC music, and what can we expect as your sound evolves within the year?
So I think because I started mixing footwork when I was just a wee baby DJ, everything has sort of like come from, you know, because I was so passionate and I really, really love that sound. I think it's like, I think everything can come under the umbrella of dark and danceable for me. So I love techno, but I really love to be able to move to it. You know, I'm brown, so never move my hips. I think like African adjacent beats over like that dark techno sound. But recently some dubby stuff coming in there, and grime and a little bit of maybe even trap.
She said it.
The T word.
It's all right. Done well, it's fantastic.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the same with everything. It's like anything can kind of be used to a point where it becomes like almost a joke. But if it's actually done well, it's still, you know,
totally
a fantastic
thing to listen to. Exactly. And I think there's some really weird, like you were saying, like these pieces of music of like, you know, artists that I wouldn't really think to ever listen to again or listen to at all. Mm. And they're making these crazy, like Flume with Sophie and how he's started to make that like new, harder, like really dark and interesting complex sounds with his music. And I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of ways that it can go and they can all mix together into these really interesting and cool ways.
Get into it. Gosh, see, this has already become like a music producing seminar.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, I love it. I love it.
I want to touch on as well, you started your journey over, and this is, at least this is what the Electric Avenue, thing says.
Promotions.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but
you
started your journey over on the hills of Wellington before you journeyed down to, you know, the beautiful city of Otatahi Christchurch. What was the decision like to kind of go from Wellington to Christchurch, and do you still kind of bounce around between the two?
So I found that really easy because I had been on tour. So I actually studied acting, or I studied theatre at Vic in Wellie. And so I was on the on the road as an actor for 2 years before I decided to go down the music path. And it was actually Liam Swiggs that convinced me.
Shout out.
To
love that man.
To move to Christchurch. And he basically said that he could teach me what he knows, and that is how I started that. But I think I'll always float. And actually, just 2 weeks ago, we had a gig with the Social Sport Club Unique, Bob Dylan, and Alfie in Wellington. So we've got a little like initiative to bring the underground scenes of Wellington and Christchurch together called Waypoint.
Cool. Plug. Go.
Yeah. So that's our thing. We're going to bring some Wellington artists down in April to Flux.
Oh, hell awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
We do love our Flux lawn.
Oh, we love a Flux
just
lawn.
Just down below.
We love a bit of Flux. Yes.
Love it.
Indeed, thank you, Mr. Media Boy, for coming on to the show. Electric Avenue has sold out, but you can catch them there. Gosh, do you have any other things you want to say beyond a shout out, I believe?
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm like 15 years old, eh? Shout out to my friends. definitely huge shout out to Gretchen or Missy G on Girls School. She's always plugging my stuff and like everyone else's too.
Yeah.
So good.
Good stuff.
Love that.
Girls School is Tuesdays 6 to 7.30pm. A great show. And you can catch more shows on the show schedule on the RDU website too.
We're getting our plugs in as well.
Anyways, yes. Thank you, Mr. Medieval, for coming on to the show this morning. Gosh. Yeah.
Can't wait to see you at Electric
Thank you
Ave.
So much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. See ya.
All right. Bye.